Ready, really, really?
Yep.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's a very nice way of saying your hair is not good.
Just get a quick little haircut and then
yeah, then we're good. And then go to Silver Lake.
Kill your foot.
Get a nice cut.
Okay. Oh, we're all having fun, but actually I'm not.
You come back with you come back with a faux hawk.
Knock it off, Finn!
Stop fucking with me, dude. My skin is thick, but trust me.
Let's rest here for a bit.
Jake and Amir watch Survey and Table Read, starring Finn Wolfhard and Amir Blumenfeld.
And come on.
What?
Too late, it did it.
Oh, it's already been snapped.
It's already snapped it.
It's official.
It's already. Do you ever fuck with the editors and.
Well, we're the editors.
Well.
Actually, he's the editor.
Ever clap?
He is the editor.
You ever pretend like you're clapping and you clap later?
Let's do it.
Sinks off. Very nice.
Welcome to Jake and Amir. Watch Jake and Amir, a web series about a web series. We're here today with Finn Wolfhard.
Hello.
Who I believe is a, he wrote in an email to you saying, oh, can I be on the show or something?
Yeah, it's like a Make-A-Wish
thing. Well, it was a contest.
Yeah.
Right. It was a contest that three people entered in.
Yeah, and you wrote the best essay,
and you
I
lost.
Guess. Yeah.
Well, I lost and they begged, and finally you got me here.
And here we are.
And so here we are.
But actually, I mean, it's been a road. I've been trying to come here for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I've kept canceling at the last minute because something happened where they're like, you gotta go to New York now. And it's like, well,
we thought we were Jake being catfished at some point.
Sure, like I'm not even real. Right.
No, not at all.
Like a giant, my dad just shows up at this point. He's just a giant fan.
Mr. Wolfhard.
Oh.
You've aged.
You've aged so much.
So we were luckily able to grab you for a brief moment in time to watch Survey and Table Read.
So worth it for a 45-minute drive.
You flew in from Canada just to record these two episodes.
This. Yeah,
I don't even quite remember Survey. What do you remember from Survey? Do you know what Survey is?
No.
Okay.
Survey has my favorite line in maybe any Jake and Amir.
Wow.
That I won't say right
now. Wow.
That I quote daily.
Okay. No shit.
Yeah.
All right, let's start it and see if it even jogs mine and Jake's memory. I saw it was shot somewhere in like the 2011, 2012 range.
The golden years. Yeah, the golden
era. Those were the golden years.
Were you watching it in 2011?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
You were what, 7?
I was something like that.
Too young.
Not 7, like probably like 9.
You're under arrest, Amir, for even asking.
What?
Yeah, not cool, man. The age, okay, not cool.
All right,
cool.
Jake and Amir,
not cool.
Survey. Hey, you're watching Jake and a Bear. What the hell is that?
Focus, man.
Nice.
Yeah, good opening.
No!
Already so upset.
What could I have seen?
So upset.
I just got back to my computer.
Already so upset. You also clicked it twice. Like the computer was off. You were away from your computer enough time for it to turn off.
No idea what you could
have
seen.
I have no clue what you could have seen.
Okay. And immediately.
I came back to get the results of something that appeared on my computer
Who
within
can
2 seconds.
Cry that quickly.
I was in a happy mood when I got to work.
Yeah, that's the thing.
None of your business, all right? My little cousin sent me this questionnaire to fill out over email because he has to do a profile on somebody he respects for his journalism class.
Why'd you say none of my business and then immediately answer my question?
Will you help me answer these questions or not? I just forwarded you the...
So you didn't take it yet?
Yeah, and out of all the people your cousin, your nephew could have picked, it's you.
So how did I read? So in theory, I got to work, clicked once. I read an entire email so quickly that said, I need to interview someone I respect. And I yelled no.
In my mind, you got to work, opened up your computer, saw the email, went to take a shit for 6 hours, came back when Jake came to work.
Jogged my memory.
Jogged your memory.
No.
Either that or you always knew and it was just a feint you're trying to bait me into saying
that's
wrong.
I think that's how I think. That's how it is.
You're actually a genius is what it really comes down to.
A sociopath.
I like that.
Yeah, you did. Amir at dailydizzydinkydeals.com. You gotta change that email address.
Thanks for the...
Is that a reference to a previous video where I created a website called Daily Dizzy Dinky
Deals? No, I think it was something that had to do with Leron, I feel like.
So, this is all a family affair. This is my nephew.
I think what you say is Oh no, I don't know. There might be a joke where you're like, is it a surprise that it's a family, like a family member? And he's right. Like, no, it's not a surprise. It has something to do with your weird family.
But we're not going to discuss Daily Dizzy Dinky Deals again this episode.
You kind of passed through it. You went, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You said, you got to change it. That's all you said.
The tip. Seriously, thank you for the tip, but can you help me out, please?
What's so hard about this survey? What are some characteristics of a good employee at your company?
I hate to say this, but throwing lit matches on people while they're taking a dump.
You should hate to say
that. That's my favorite.
Everybody else.
That's my favorite line in any Jake and Amir ever, and I say it daily.
I hate to say this.
You could have given me 10 years and I never ever would have remembered that we said that.
I hate to say this, but throwing lit matches at people while they're taking a dump. It's the most matter of fact. And that you hate to say it, but you're so confident in it. So
that's
it's
my answer.
You do not hate to say
What's the question asked that I answer?
The question is, what is
a good characteristics of an employee? And you I hate to say it.
So what you say often is, I hate to say it, or you also say throwing lit matches on people while they're taking a dump.
I say I hate to the whole thing. Daily, I'm like. They're like, Finn, do you want lime or LaCroix or lemon? I'm like, I hate to say it. But throwing lit matches up when they're taking it down. It's daily.
That is
it's
a
daily
very
dinky
dizzy
it's daily,
deal.
Yeah, daily dinky
it's
dizzy
a
deal.
Daily dizzy dinky deal.
It is an annoying thing to do to someone because while they're digging a dump, they're sort of confined to the toilet and then you're throwing a lit match onto them.
Right. It really wouldn't it wouldn't affect that much. If someone threw a lit match on you, it just scares you.
Because it could light your pants on fire.
But you're not gonna like blow up in flames.
But then you have to stand up and then there's like shit coming out.
Have you ever done that?
No.
All right, cool.
I will. Thanks for putting it in my mind.
Actually, Jeff just went to the bathroom.
Really?
Give me my Zippo lighter.
He said matches, man.
All right.
My switchblade.
It's when you do it. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Nah, just say go fuck yourself.
Why does your cousin respect you?
Is that in there?
You said it right up top. You said your cousin had
to said,
somebody you respect.
Is that in there? As in it's a question that he thought that was in. What? Can you go back a second? Jake says something.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Nah, just say go fuck yourself.
Why does your cousin respect you?
Is that in there?
You're like almost glad for a second. You're like,
is that in there?
So part of my nephew's survey is he's asking me why does my cousin respect you? Or is this supposedly from my cousin?
I thought it was from your nephew always, but I guess it's from your little cousin that respected you so much that he wanted to do. And also, for his journalism class, and you say he's 7 years old. There's no journalism class for a 7 year old.
The premise is so thin.
There's no logic behind it.
What a weird premise.
I know.
You said it right up top. You said your cousin had to do a profile on somebody he respects.
Is the question on the questionnaire?
And you just said go fuck yourself to him. What grade is he in?
Third. He's repeating the third grade.
You know, repeating the third grade.
It's such a subtle little thing that makes you feel so makes him so sympathetic.
It's pathetic that he's repeating the third grade and that he's a Blumenfeld, which means that he has some kind of like dyslexia or weird
a sleep apnea at least.
Yeah. A bad learning disability where he has to interview me. Nasal rosacea.
Chant rosacea.
Right?
Yeah.
How important was your high school education in getting your job? Do you think it's important for high schoolers to take their education seriously?
Stop it.
It sounds like we rewrote it. Like, he originally was in high school, and we improvised that he was in third grade. Because one of a third grader's questions is, how important is high school?
And also, how important is a characteristic of a good worker? No one's getting a job at 7 years old.
I guess no wonder he's repeating the grades.
Yeah.
He is 12.
There.
I was done.
Let me answer that question with a rap.
Here it is.
Math? Ha! Math was crap. If you want to know why, then steal a hen. Learning shit is for nerds and jocks. Don't believe me? Ask my uncle. Green, blue, brown, and red. Go to school and you'll regret it. I got 99 problems and a bitch. I love it. 8-1.
Wait, can you pause for a second? Let's talk about the rap. Math is crap. You want to know why? Then steal a hen.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
I think
that it also is kind of a big thing in the Jake and Amir, like fan
stealing chickens.
Well, just stealing gooses and chickens and murdering them is a big thing, but no.
Murdering birds, but also, the freestyle rap.
Is pretty.
Yeah. Math is crap, want to know why, then steal my head. Learning shit's for nerds and jocks.
There's nerds and there's jocks. Amir isn't any of them.
You want to know why? Then ask my uncle. The uncle is so, like, grating.
Ask my uncle.
Uncle. Oh. And you do
and
react.
You get so, you get... It's wince.
I would love to watch this video of me watching you say it because I feel like I do the exact same thing. It's just like you have a guttural reaction.
Uncle!
It's like, oh, I hated it. I hated to hear it.
Yeah, and I think you even say so coming up now that that was like one of the worst things you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah. We did. I feel like I remember like writing that freestyle and trying to make it really like you like do something that like.
It sounds like
it's going somewhere, and then you want it. You like flip it so bad that it's like it hurts your brain to hear it.
Our good friend Artoon, who like trained in the UCB for a while, he knows a game that's kind of like that called Dad Rap, where you have to sound like it's going to rhyme, and it's not.
That's
a last minute flip it.
Yeah,
but this is not even that level of good. This is like
no, this is like insanity. This is just like ask. Don't believe me. Ask my. Also, by the way, what would it have rhymed with?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't believe me. Ask my
math.
No, it would have to be with the jocks.
Don't believe me. Oh no.
If math is crap, if you want to know why, then
steal a hen.
So a hen should have been rhymed.
Why is math crap? Want to know why, then take a lap.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Or you're a sap, if you want to know why you're a sap.
Yeah.
But the next part where he says...
learning shit is for nerds and jocks.
Don't believe me, ask my uncle. Was he going to say, like, mom?
Yeah.
Rocks?
It's not even... Like, the sentences themselves are disjointed.
That's right.
They're insane. And also, the beat is so unsync. It's insane.
It's also hard to email a rap as your answer.
Right. That was going to... I wanted him to answer. My answer to his question was that rap. All right, let's see how Jake reacts. I'm happy.
Christ, that was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I knew.
You don't know. You couldn't possibly know how bad it was, because if you did, you probably never would have attempted to say it in front of anybody.
News flash!
Oh, shame!
Oh, is this when it started, the long nipple hair thing?
Yeah.
Because I remember in a few others, too, there's in shaving, I think.
In shaving, you have really long gray nipple hair that rip off.
No, they're black, but... They're black, but he says that they're gray, but they're not gray at all. You say, why are they so, and then he cuts you off and he goes, gray, I know.
That's right.
And then you go, long.
That's right.
I was not gonna say gray. That's an insane thing. Not only is Mir insane, like a sociopath, a psychopath, but he's also colorblind. Out of all the things.
He's colorblind and color dumb.
Yeah, and color dumb.
So is this aftershaving where I've ripped off your nipple hair because it seems like they're growing back thick?
Or this could be when you start growing it.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
true.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll look into the chronology afterwards.
Yeah. The Jake and Amir canon.
It only took me a week. Yeah, I did that over the course of several weekends, so... Who feels bad now?
You should.
I do.
Math was crap. If you want to know why, then steal a hen.
Here we go. We're talking about it.
Bad.
Only pair of sentences. Yeah.
Agreed.
Bad. You agree.
You're agreeing with him.
I'm finally sympathizing with Jake against me.
You finally give it up.
Your brain is like, the only way to salvage this is to be on
just
his
side. Just agree with him.
Yeah.
About how bad I am.
Yeah, we'll team up on something.
Yeah.
Wait. At best? It sucked.
Dude, at best it sucked.
I legit feel bad for you. That was like one of the simplest things I've ever seen you struggle with.
I know, the beat sucked shit too.
No, it didn't. The beat was fine.
Okay. The beat was fine. That's, so, pause that. That's also a thing I say all the time. The beat was fine. It was the rap that was bad.
Right. It wasn't anything else,
man. It was the beat. And also, the beat is terrible. That's the other thing. Is that how bad could your rap be that tainted your experience so bad?
Yeah.
I'm trying to throw him under the bus. I notoriously have bad taste
in music and stuff.
Oh, I see. That's
so, like, I probably did think the beat was good.
Oh, like Bowling for Soup. Well, Bowling for Soup is debatable.
Yeah, still solid.
Still bowling great.
Holds up.
Yeah, sure.
I think in this world, my cousin made the beat, and now I'm, like, trying to be like, yeah, we both suck.
Oh, I think that's actually, okay. Well, we'll see.
You lost
there
it.
You go.
Glad he did something right.
Did he come up with a rap?
No, that was on me.
So it sounds like he did everything right and you did everything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to turn off my computer and just go home. That really ruined my day.
I would like to count up how many Jake and Amir's, how many instances in Jake and Amir where I go home. Yeah. I work from home.
It seems like you didn't want to work
you
there.
Or you didn't want to send him home.
Right. It seems, most of the time it's solved by one of us leaving the office.
Well, there's one I remember. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it might be butt chugging where you say, it does 10 seconds silence and you go, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna email Paul and see if I can send you home for the day, because you really need to not be here today. That's so serious.
Sometimes he disciplines me, and sometimes he's like, I'm just gonna take just half a day off.
Because there's no point in dealing
with
you.
Which I guess is almost like justification for why I worked there for so long, because it has such a lax policy where I could just leave during the day.
Yeah, and apparently, I don't know who is letting Amir show up. So has he been fired at this point, or does Sam Rice just feel really bad for you?
I think I've been fired and rehired dozens of times every year.
Leah, later on, Paul is like, I don't know who you know at City Hall, but you have your job.
Oh, right. Okay.
Amir's really connected in the city.
Right. He's got a weird lawyer.
Sucked. I think I'm going to have to turn off my computer and go home, too. I mean, I feel bad about myself. Beat was crap. The rap was crap.
Beat was fine. Beat was good.
Yeah,
beat was good.
Absolutely. Hey, the rap. You're preaching to the chair.
Why couldn't you think of a rhyme for crap?
You! Are you fucking insane? You threw a match at me while I was taking a dump.
It all came around. It came around. Do you remember really that at all?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea.
It's a good wraparound.
Yeah.
It's a solid, it's one of my favorite episodes.
I think we shot an entire 30-minute chunk of Pat trying to extinguish a match, but we ended up not being able to use it.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Snyder cut.
Yeah. It was on fire for half an hour. Yeah. Nearly died.
We actually burned
it. Castle cut. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, what would you give that episode?
Oh, that's a solid A. That's a classic. I mean, that's a classic. I would say, for quotability, it's an A.
That's good.
And the wraparound's perfect.
Yeah.
For a small, I always love when you guys start with a small joke and then wrap it around. Like you kind of like, you can tell that it's always gonna come back around.
I loved how many like inside jokes were baked into that one too. Like Daily Dizzy Dinky Deals,
right.
The long nipple hair, and like not knowing where in the timeline they are.
Right.
So, I guess we used to do that when we would shoot like 9 at a time. We like knew how that we could like stagger them out, and then like 3 months later there'd be a callback.
That's right. We'd shoot them all that day, but you know, because it came out 3 months later, it felt more clever.
I do wonder if we shot that at the same time as shaving, like in the same chunk.
Yeah, maybe. We already had the nipple hair on.
Oh yeah.
All we had to do was slice it shorter.
Yeah, that's all. What you could have done. Yeah, I love that. Have you guys given a C to an episode yet, or has it just been A's and B's?
There's been some bad ones.
There was one that we gave an F, right?
Yeah. Which one?
I can't remember now, but it was one that was either racist, sexist, or homophobic.
just not funny. Just not that funny. Yeah.
Or worse yet, all three.
All three with bad audio.
I watched one recently that I thought was funny, but I remember being like, I don't know if these guys would like it again.
Yeah, that's about half of them.
Which one was it?
You'd choke your producer anew out, and she throws up on you.
Is that the one where people eat Amir's chicken nuggets?
So he comes back and he's been saving his chicken nugget. I guess the pitch, the room pitch would be Amir has just been saving chicken nuggets from 1997. He put them in the microwave. He's been waiting to eat them. Anew and another guy broke in and took your nuggets and are eating them, and you go full on like There Will Be Blood.
Right. It's like Mystic River.
Right.
Is that my nuggets in
is
there?
Is that my nuggets
is that
in
my nuggets
and you
in
grab,
there?
And you grab her face and you go like this to her and you shake it out of her mouth and she throws up on you.
And that wasn't the first Jake and Amir where we attacked a woman. Isn't that right, Amir?
Well, there's also the pen, that's
pen,
funny.
Pen, you stab Kelly Hudson with a pen. You well, slap
she,
our
she
producer,
She wasn't in
Hillary.
Any other videos.
Yeah, that was probably on purpose.
That was the end.
She had a bad time.
Did she?
No, I think she had a good time. Okay. She was a team player.
Yeah. What would you give Survey?
I can't fucking go lower than Finn, man.
I'll give it an A.
I don't know. If I wasn't watching it with somebody that was pointing out all of the fucking gold that was in there, I'm not sure.
I'm coming from a fan's perspective. I think that's an A.
That's true.
I'll give it an A.
For me, it's a B+. I didn't remember it. That's got to count against it a little bit.
There are things that, like, when you say I suck, is that something that we've done before? Because that's like been
suck,
around.
Suck.
For, yeah. I suck.
I am sucks.
I'm sucks.
Doesn't know how to speak.
Like, if that's the first,
I mean, Jesus.
Just talk normally, which I'm sure you said in other episodes.
Yeah, I think there's an episode where you literally go, he goes, if you have a problem with this, I think you have seriously psychological problems. And you go, yeah, you have a problem too, you can't talk. It's a classic.
There's like that one where you have a t-shirt that says, I've never had a normal conversation with anyone in my entire life.
Let me answer that with another shirt.
There's no other shirt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
long nipple hair.
Yeah.
It wasn't established.
All right, usually we have two episodes to dissect, but we spent so much time on Survey. Why don't you stick around? We'll do another episode for Table Read. How does that sound?
Great.
You can't leave. Lock the door.
Oh!
No! Bad hands.
Oh. Bad you.
I have notoriously bad hands.
Really?
Whoa!
And anytime I'm talking to someone, I'm like, so when this comes, they're like, Jesus Christ, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Focus
worst
on your
hands
fingers.
I've ever seen on a man.
Carrots.
My teacher even called me out one time. My teacher, I was like explaining something to her like this or something, and she was like, look at your fucking hands.
She's a bad teacher.
Oh.